www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Yeah, grumble, grumble, grumble. Welcome to Saturday. Grumble, fuss budget, grumble, grumble.
Welcome to the most fabulous last
grumble,
show of the
fussy,
year.
Fuss budget, fussy. Fretting fuss budget. I'm upset.
Uh-oh. What now?
I haven't seen any of the holiday blockbusters yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I have.
I was helping some friends in Los Angeles a week before this last week. And got invited to both secret premiere screenings of The Hobbit,
right,
and Les Mis.
You didn't go?
I didn't get to go to either one of them. Lovely Bride got to go.
You worked too hard.
Got to
yeah.
take her.
You worked too much.
Best girlfriend.
Yeah.
They got to go.
You worked too much.
And they got to eat some good food in the city when they were all done too.
My daughter just saw Les Mis yesterday.
Did she come home crying?
Yeah, she said,
everybody
Dad,
on Facebook is like,
she said, Dad, I
you're just
never,
bawling at the end.
Yeah, she said, I never cry. And then she said she just wants to go see it again with me, not to watch the film, but to stare at me while I cry. She said, I just want to go and watch you cry, Dad. I think that'll be fun for me.
Kids have a perverse sense of fun.
Yeah, well.
Although I got to brag on little baby Jonathan a little bit. He has finally hit the smiling stage.
Yeah, baby.
And compared to James, his big brother, by 2 years, this kid smiles all the time. I know Victor's there. Victor's what?
Twice you've asked the guy patiently to hold.
We're gonna go to him.
I'm looking out for you, Vic.
He is. Back. Let's talk to him now. Line one, Victor in New York.
Okay, I've got two losers for 2012.
Okay, Victor, hold on. Just before we go there, I just want everybody to know, we've asked callers what story bothered you greatly, rubbed you raw, got your feelings all riled up, did something that really just bugged you to death, and then if you have a story of inspiration in 2012, and it doesn't have to be a news story, it could be personal or anything else, to tell us what those things were. And you said you've got two losers that bugged you in 2012. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what were they?
The first one was Chief Justice Roberts of your Supreme Court, number one.
Uh-huh.
And number two was Mr. Obama winning re-election.
Mm-hmm. Well, Victor, hold on one second.
Our number, that election thing is going to be...
Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, we got Victor here in New York, and you're upset. In 2012, Victor, the two things that just rubbed you the wrong way were Chief Justice Roberts' decision to uphold Obamacare, and then the reelection.
It was like insult to injury, I guess.
Right.
Now, do you want to expound upon that, Victor?
Well, you know, what's there to expound on? It was a complete disappointment both times.
I'm assuming you didn't vote for Barack Obama.
No, I did not, sir.
All right. All right.
You
were
know,
you, were you,
something about
Victor,
the schools,
let me ask you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I retired 25 years ago from a Bronx precinct, and there were 11 middle schools in the Bronx, and they all had police officers assigned to those middle schools. This is going back to 1968-69.
Well, if in 1968 they felt it was wise enough to have an armed police officer in the local schools. You'd think it'd be no brains in 2012.
Middle schools.
Yeah. Why not just put in a uniformed police officer in every school in America?
Well, I don't know what different parts of New York does different things. In the Bronx, 30 years ago, we had cops assigned to junior high schools.
Huh.
We also had a cop assigned to Morris High School in the Bronx. This is not a new thing.
Victor, why do you think it's so controversial now? Why do you think people have such aversion to it?
It's controversial because some nut went into an elementary school and wasted 20 kids and 6 teachers. Now it's a big thing. It never happened like this before. Not to an elementary school or not to a middle school.
Right.
Now everybody's going to be talking of it. They call the guy, the head guy from the NRA, they call him crazy.
Mm.
Daily News had his picture. This guy's crazy. He wants a cop in every school. No, you may not have. You could get a retired police officer. I mean, they're out here looking for jobs, too.
Sure.
That's not a bad idea.
And, Victor, here's the thing.
These guys have been trained. They've been screened.
And here's the thing that nobody's talking about, Victor, and thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Here's the thing that nobody tells you about that. Both in Newton, but also the same week, you know, they had those shootings in the Oregon Mall,
mm-hmm.
like two days before,
mm-hmm.
the shooter goes into the mall. In both shootings that week, the shooting stopped by the shooter when they were faced with the reality that an armed person was coming at them.
Right. Very, very good point.
They didn't stop shooting because the gun laws said you shouldn't be shooting preschool kids.
Yeah, or they ran out of bullets.
No, when the cops got to Newton and crashed the barricade, and he knew he was about to be put upon
mm-hmm.
with police force,
mm-hmm.
he offed himself.
Right.
And in Portland, the same thing happened.
Right.
Only it wasn't a police officer, it was a private citizen
yep.
with a gun, but the shooter saw it and said, Lord Almighty, I'll see you later.
Pow!
Yeah. And that was it.
Yep.
But both times, they offed themselves and stopped shooting other people when a gun was pointed at them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have this like weird, we've got this weird thing that says you can't have the obvious answer is to pass more gun laws, which there's 20,000 of those that didn't do anything to stop those two shootings.
Right.
Instead of saying put more force on location, the shooter in Newtown had to go to multiple entrances around the school.
And then finally shoot his way in.
Because they had all the high technology screening where they could look out and see, and he wasn't supposed to be there, so they didn't buzz him in, and they kept him out, and so he goes to the next one. And so, like, they had all of the supposedly preventative stuff. What they didn't have was a security guard with a .44 sitting on the other side, and he comes blasting his way through that door, and you put one slug in him, he doesn't kill anybody.
Right.
Because it's over.
Right.
It's just astounding to me. And we've got to have all these debates. Feinstein this next week, she wants to bring up this bill. Here's the ultimate thing. I think they want to take away every gun from every American. I think that's what your friend Piers Morgan wants to have happen. In fact, he's threatening. I was just looking at this in the break. He's threatening to deport himself if we don't change our, quote, crazy gun laws. Well, you know what, Mr. Morgan, I never really liked having you here to begin with, so just take off. And he talks about how he once went on a stag party to the Czech capital in Prague, you know, because all the normal people do that. You know, Piers is just one of the many masses going to stag parties in Czech Republic, Prague. And they went to a shooting range for 3 hours and shot Magnum 45s and Glocks and high-powered sniper rifles, pump action shotguns. He said it was controlled, legal, safe, and undeniably exciting. He said, but it also showed me quite demonstrably that guns are killing machines. Well, that's your opinion, Mr. Morgan. I think guns are actually a very good form of security. And if you're not going to put a uniformed police officer who's trained and can use a weapon and can shoot bad guys that try to come into the schools when they try to come in, no wonder our schools are targets. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of sitting ducks.
And Pierce is probably the kind of guy that if he were somewhere in a situation and he was part of that reality, he'd probably come out of there afterwards saying, I think we need more guns.
Well, and you know, he may not even own the gun himself, but he'll be glad to hire somebody that will carry one on his behalf.
Exactly.
It's amazing what the entitled and the elite do and the hypocrisy they want the rest of us to live by. Anyway, that's not really our topic unless you want to make it our topic. 888-34. Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 in 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
Happy holidays, Peter Kronstrumble from Midas Resources. Today is December 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,660.90. A 1 ounce gold Krugerrand can be purchased for $1,702.28, $881.14 for a half ounce, or $25.57 for a quarter ounce. $1,702.28, $851.14, and $425.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin and McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He is Kevin McCullough.
And that is me. Thank you, sir. Actors, models, singers, dancers, is it your destiny to perform? Or grandmas, grandpas, moms, dads, do you have children or grandkids who you know their destiny is to perform? If so, don't be fooled by big talk and fake ads that you see by the Disney organization or Nickelodeon. What you need is the right training and exposure. And AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to Dallas and Atlanta on January the 12th. On January the 12th, you can audition in either Dallas or Atlanta. Visit amtcaudition.org or call 800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry, Stephen can attest to, is about more than your talent. It's about who you know. It's about what you know. Find both at AMTC. That's amtcaudition.org. Children's, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming Saturday, January 12th, to Dallas and Atlanta, and it's also coming to the New York City area January the 19th, the following Saturday. Learn more by visiting amtcaudition.org or call. Friends, please write this number down, because if you have a child who has a gift with singing or acting or modeling or fashion or dancing, you need to call this number, 800-STAR-420, 800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Sign up today at amtcaudition.org. That's amtcaudition.org. There is no cost for the auditions. The auditions are absolutely free. So check them out. 1-800-STAR-420, 800-STAR-420, 800-STAR-420, and check out AMTC. All right, we've asked a couple of questions. What story in 2012 bugged you? I mean, really bothered you. Just got under your skin. You couldn't, it just irritates you when you think about it now. And also, was there a moment of inspiration for you in 2012 that might give you a reason to think that 2013 might hold some sort of inspirational moments yet to come as well? Let's go to Jim in Greensboro, line one. Jim, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Thank you very kindly. The story that bothered me the most was the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This guy went in there shooting up kids the way he was, and the adults. It bothered me tremendously. And as a result, I do believe we need to get prayer back into the school system and get prayer into the public square. We need to really do something about the absence of prayer.
Sure.
And we've taken God out of the school system, we've taken God out of the public square, seemingly, and look at what's happening.
And Jim, you know, former Governor Mike Huckabee, he agrees with you.
Okay.
Yeah, so and we agree with you too. Go ahead, please continue.
Okay, now, perhaps the inspiring story of late, as far as I'm concerned, is it looks like something might happen with the fiscal cliff. It seems like everybody really wants to do something. All of the bannering and passing the buck and so forth is coming to a close now. And the president and the members of Congress, the leaders of Congress, seem like they really want to do something. If they don't get it done, I think they'll get it done. I hope they'll get it done the next two or three days in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
But they might get something done before the year is over. I hope so. I really do.
And how is that inspiring?
Well, look at all that's going to happen if they don't do something. all the taxes that are going to be going up.
So I repeat my question, Jim. How did that inspire you?
I'm trying to answer it. You don't see my vantage point? It inspires me that something will probably happen, and I hope it does. If it doesn't happen before the end of the year, then I think it's going to happen in the new year, first few days of the new year. It's got to happen.
So, Jim, what you mean is it inspires you that perhaps whatever happens, it'll at least be something positive.
Well, I guess so. If you can look at it that way, I see it that way.
Exactly.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
888-340-3373. You could have put 97 stories in front of me and told me that something inspired you. The way that our government has handled the fiscal cliff wouldn't ever come on my radar screen.
Well, I kind of hear where he's coming from, because after what you said seems to be just a pretty crazy rough year, I think what he's saying is hopefully if we avoid this, it'll be a sigh of relief.
Whatever compromise they come up with isn't going to be good.
It's going to be a Band-Aid.
And going over the cliff isn't going to be good.
Sure.
So it's like, what do you want? You want the acid in your cereal or on your steak? Morning or evening? It doesn't really matter. You're going to get burned one way or the other.
Well, maybe on the steak it'll taste better.
Okay.
But just, you know.
Well,
see, I'm just trying to see the donut and not the hole here, McCullough.
There you go.
Our number is 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373.
2012. What bothered you in 2012? I mean, just really just got under your skin and irritated you. And what inspired you? What were you inspired by in the last 12 months? Let's go to Ralph, Red Bank, New Jersey, line 2. Ralph, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Right away, the election of Barack Hussein Obama, and now he is conducting himself with regard to this fiscal cliff, because, honestly, electing this man the first time was a huge mistake. Re-electing this fella is, not only a tragedy, but in my opinion, a disaster. So we are seeing that unfold right now with the fiscal cliff.
It would be
a huge mistake for the Republican, the GOP establishment to, put their trust on this very untrustworthy man. He's an opportunist, a liar, a radical demagogue, a community agitator. And that's how he won the election, by the way, agitating the community.
Well, and now we know, Ralph. Now we know. Now we know why the turnout was so low.
there's not a lot of positive
that you're seeing there. But was there anything in your own life, in your family, in your own experience this year that inspired you?
Something that inspired me.
Yeah. Think about it. We'll come back from the break, and you can tell us. Think about that. We haven't, Stephen and I, we talked about the stories that bothered us, but we haven't given you what inspired us yet. And we'll do that before we're done tonight as well. The phone line is open, 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open, actually, 888-340-3373. What news story of 2012 just ate at your soul? And what in your life, in your walk, in your lifestyle inspired you this year? Stay with us on Baldwin McCullough Live.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
I come.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York each Saturday night. Thank you for being with us. From Anchorage, Alaska to Tampa, Florida, from San Diego, California to New York, New York. We're just thankful that you're here.
So the number again is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're going to go back to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Ralph, we wanted you to take a minute there on the break, and was there anything that inspired you in 2012?
I want to surprise you. Mr. Hollywood and Neil Caban inspire me. And I'm talking
about... Oh, we inspire you.
Oh, Trump Radio overall inspire me. The Tea Party inspire me. Because in Trump Radio and in the Tea Party, you see how much they care about this country, how much they love this country. And when you combine both, there's no doubt in anyone's mind, in mine and everyone else, that America is still an exceptional country.
Yeah.
Isn't that inspiring?
It is. And it's one of those things that I wished that one of the presidential candidates had talked about a little bit more. Because I think he could have cast a vision for it. But anyway. Well, we're very honored, Ralph. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
I want to recommend a book to Mr. Stephen Baldwin. The name of the book is Hollywood Left and Right. Read that book, Stephen. You will learn a lot about the Hollywood establishment.
Got it.
That's right, Stephen.
Got it.
Thank you, Ralph.
Got it.
Learn to read so you can read that book.
I'll get the audio version.
Is that on tape? Do they have an animated online app for that?
Exactly.
888-340-3373. Real easily, the question is tonight, what stories bothered you in 2012? What really rubbed you raw? And what were you personally inspired by? And we're going to tell you what we said what the stories were that bothered us, but we'll tell you what we were inspired by this year before we're done tonight. So I hope you'll stick around for that. Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to, I think that's WTRU country. Chip, welcome. Line one, you're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just bothered by this year how that being a born-again believer, that there are a lot of people that say they love Jesus Christ and they are on their way to heaven and they believe in God. But when it came to the election, they spewed out a lot of hate. And it seemed like a lot of people forgot about what the Word says. And the Word teaches us that He raised up leaders and we're supposed to pray for our leader. And we seem to forget that we got a job to do in this earth realm, and that is to pray for our leader, not to destroy or down. And I know people are going to have their own sides and things, but we doing a lot of complaint instead of a lot of praise. And that's my problem. Instead of coming together, we're finding reason to hate. And I don't see how sweet water come from the same fountain. Speak about sweet things and then hate at the same time. I never seen so many Christians with so much distress and hate in my life. I can't tell them from the world. They hate so much. I mean, to hate a man is one thing, but to say that I hate a man, how can you hate a man you see every day and then, say you love Christ who you never seen?
No, I agree with you, Chip. Yeah. That's totally...
Chip, can I ask you a question?
Sure, you can ask me a question.
I gotta break things down for my brain, because my brain works a little bit slower than most. So, in the same way that you're thinking, can a person, from your perspective, say that they are a believer and a follower of Christ, and yet at the same time agree with abortion? Do you think that that's possible? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I'm reminded of what the Word says.
No. Before you go there, Chip, I'm asking you, as a man,
yeah, go ahead.
If you had a friend who you went to church with and he said, yes, I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior and I love him and he's number one and I think abortion's okay, what would you say to him?
Well, I would tell him if it was me being a born again and believing myself, I would tell him, you know what, abortion is not okay. I don't know how in the world you can say abortion is okay, but God give everybody a free will and a free choice. We all gotta make a choice.
Well, that's true, Chip. And when the mothers are just a little bit older and the children are just a little bit older than the preborn state, we put that mother in jail when she chooses to take the life of the child. Like Andrea Yates, she killed her four kids that were born, and she had to go to prison. So we do let people make their choices, but sometimes those choices have very adverse consequences. Anyway, we want to catch what you're inspired by, so hang with us, Chip. We got to take this commercial break, come back and ask you. And then we're going to get to Beta in New York all before we're done.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson. Nationwide, Sunday night.
Is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
I say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Media.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Hello.
And we're going to go right back to the phones in a
888-340-3373.
888-340-3373. That's the number to call the big Baldwin McCullough Live program right now.
Why, did you want to say the phone number? You didn't want me to say
the phone
number? I was going to
say the phone number.
You didn't want me to say it.
But now I'm so good at what I do.
Well.
You just know that you know, you got to jump in there and stop me in the middle of my brilliance.
Have you ever had nasty, stained yellow teeth? Come on, I see you hiding them right now. You're like, oh, man, he's looking right at me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I've had nasty, stained yellow teeth, and they make you look old. You want to look young, you can't look young with nasty, stained yellow teeth. And if you've like me, you've tried those other products, the strips and stuff, and they make my teeth feel like I want them to fall out of my head. They just hurt so much. But here's a solution that Steven and I have found, and it's called Power Swabs. It's the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent to remove the stains off of your teeth so they stay whiter longer. In fact, the detergent is made from coconuts. It's all natural. And the best part is Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. So swab your teeth for 2 minutes per each swab, and coffee, tea, and smoking stains start to disappear. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well. As bonding, veneers, caps, crowns, all the surfaces. Works for all of them. Dial 800-867-2176. That's 800-867-2176. Call now. Get 50% off the normal price and a free month's supply of mouthwash and toothpaste. 800-867-2176. 800-867-2176.
Back to the phones, Kevo?
Yes. Chip, still holding on in Raleigh. Now, the thing that bothered him was hypocrisy. People saying one thing and doing something else, like, you know, someone calling themselves a Christian and then saying that, you know, you can commit abortions like our president did. That bothered him. That hypocrisy bothered him. And so he said the hypocrisy of 2012 bothered him. But, Chip, we didn't ask you what inspired you yet.
Right, right. Thank you for being fair. I really do appreciate that.
Sure. What inspired me
is that I think the country is waking up. But more than anything else, there are a certain portion of the church that is finally waking up.
Okay. Waking up about what?
They're waking up to the truth.
Okay, so
the truth of faith.
So right. So let me again. I told you sometimes I got to slow down to go fast, Chip. So you're saying that you're inspired by believers in Christ that are waking up to something.
There are some waking up to the truth of things on a lifestyle live, and there are some that says that they love Christ. And they love people, and they hate the president, but who they see every day, and then say they love Christ whom they never seen. And the Bible teaches us we can't do that.
And right, but I'm just trying to get specifically. I'm curious for myself. You say there's Christians that are waking up to the truth.
Right.
What do you mean by Christians waking up to the truth? Specify what you mean. I'm curious.
Okay, there are a certain sect of the Christian believers are waking up to the truth. That is better to live the truth and the life of Christ rather than trying to make somebody do something. They show it by an example. You know, there's a lot of them saying they love this and love that, but they don't love by an example.
Chip, I'm confused here, Chip. Help me out.
Okay.
Because Stephen asked you before the last break about the abortion thing, and you said you would tell a friend that abortion wasn't okay with God, and that but you couldn't make any choices for him. Okay.
Right.
But then you're also saying that if someone disagrees with the president, that they hate him. So
You said disagree. I said that they hate the president.
Well, how do you know if they hate the president?
Someone in love, because God requires.
How do you, Chip? How do you know if they hate the president? What are you basing that on?
You know, some there's a lot of them that just come straight out and tell you that I can't.
I don't know anybody that's ever said that.
I knew plenty.
I don't like a single one of our president's policies, and I wrote a whole book about his policies.
I don't like none of their policies either.
But I wrote one chapter in the book about some things that I think he does well. So, do you consider me someone who hates the president because I disagree with him?
I wouldn't do what a lot of people that say they're Christians would do, judge a person like that. I don't know that. I'm more in line with
I don't know.
You.
I think that's kind of what you were doing at the beginning of your call.
Listen,
I think you were kind of saying if you disagree with the president, you hate him.
No, I never said disagree.
I think you were implying that.
I said disagree. I never said disagree with
I
the president.
I think you were implying that, though, Chip. I think that's what you were saying.
No. Listen, I could disagree with you, but I still love you.
All right. Well, as long as you love me, Chip, that's all I care about.
God hold me account to love you or not. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I may disagree with you, but I love you. I learned to love myself.
So I can disagree with the president, and I can disagree with him strongly, but I can still love him.
Yes.
Okay.
The Bible teaches us just the greatest love example before people.
All right.
You ain't doing nothing by loving your friends. You're doing a lot by loving your enemies.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that.
He makes a good...
I agree with that.
Absolutely, Chip.
Thank you, Chip. We appreciate the call. 888-340-3373. Quickly, Beta in New York, you're with us. Hi.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm good.
You asked me what inspired me?
Yes.
Even Baldwin's acting. You know, I saw him in the movie Posse, and what he did with his tooth, something like I've never seen in my life.
What'd you do with your tooth?
Leonardo DiCaprio does not compare to him.
Oh, Beto, I need you to call every week.
His head's growing, Beto.
I mean, Stephen Baldwin's acting is so tremendous.
Thanks, Beto.
Everybody
else. How much
away.
Did you pay this person to call?
I didn't do anything.
Where'd you send Beto, a check?
This is terrific. You're finishing out the year for me like with I'm giddy. I so appreciate that.
Thank you, Beto. We got to take this break. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Annie Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Rekindle the romance between you and I.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live.
And we want to say a big thank you to WLFJ that started carrying us this week. So those of you in the Greensboro, South Carolina area, Spartanburg, all throughout that area. And also WGKA in Georgia's big city of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Now in the Metro Atlanta area on AM 920 there. Thank you for letting us into your life. And come on back every week in 2013, which will be the next time we talk to you. We won't be here until next year.
And probably the biggest thank you of all to every one of the folks out there that have supported this program, Baldwin McCullough Live. It's me, Stevie B, Stephen Baldwin, KMC, Kevin McCullough over there on the other microphone. We love you guys a lot. And no joke, there's just no way, Jose, that we could ever express that thanks enough, because we started this program 4 years ago on a shoestring and with a vision to just want to do something different and have fun and be a blessing and entertaining to all of you out there. And if it wasn't for you guys, there's no way we would be seeing the fruit of our efforts here.
Inspiring moment for 2012 for Stephen Baldwin.
Okay, I got to be me. I'll go from the heart here quickly. What inspired me personally the most this year, more than any other year previously, was God's Holy Spirit. And I say that quickly. I want to explain that, which is everybody's walking their walk of faith and everybody's encountering God on a daily basis in their own personal way. But I got to tell you, this has been a wild year for me. One of the craziest ever. And the one solid, rock, hard, steady, loving, peaceful, reassuring conviction in my heart every day was the Holy Spirit. Right after that, my lovely wife and my two lovely daughters.
That's some beautiful stuff. I could easily say the lovely bride and, of course, the birth of my new son.
Amen.
Meatball, little Jonathan. Sumo wrestler at age 3 months. But I think that the thing that really kind of blew my mind the most this year was that the listeners of this radio show helped us feed almost 6,000 kids.
Awesome.
For the whole next year, 2013,
amen,
that would die if we didn't feed them every single day. To see them come together starting in April, all the way up through the last few days, and say, we're gonna help feed these kids one meal a day. Just to see that happen, 6,000 kids, that's like several villages of children.
Yeah, totally awesome. Special thanks also to all of our sponsors, Danny Johnson, Hannah, Ivan, Jackie, just the whole Baldwin McCullough family.
And we'll see you again next year in 2013, next Saturday night.
Love y'all. God bless.
Hi, folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wally can and will help you. Check out the products on www.pastorbutchteam.com. That's pastorbutchteam.com. or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.